It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on, and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at numberfire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the night slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. The podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on TuneIn, Spotify. It is across the industry. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform, or if you're listening to it on numberfire.com, you can download it right below. Before jumping into the games, with March now upon us, there isn't a better time to give NumberFire Premium a try. March Madness is right around the corner, and we've got everything you need, from gambling picks to bracket advice, to dominate the best time of year for college hoops. Plus, we've got you covered for everything in between with tools for PGA, NBA, NHL, and of course, the upcoming MLB season. Get your first month for only $19.99 when you sign up today with promo code CHAMPION. That's promo code CHAMPION, all caps. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium for more details. All right, hopping into today's games. 9 on the slate, obviously a nice large slate on a Friday, much different than what we had last night. And there are options across the board. We have plenty of high-end options, we have plenty of value, and we're working with a pretty good slate in terms of high-scoring games, some in the middle. We're working with games that are pretty close spreads. Only one game right now that is Philadelphia at Houston. That's the only one that does not have an over-under set. Everything else is set, and the Heat actually come in as the largest home favorite, or the largest favorite, I should say, on the board at 8.5 points. So no real blowout risk in any of these games, all relatively high scoring. 213 points is the lowest of any of the games right now. It's actually 3 games with the Mavericks at the Magic, the Jazz at the Grizzlies, and the Cavs at the Heat. Those are the 3 lowest scoring games. Everything else is 218 points or higher. So we are in a really nice spot for a Friday. 9 games. Let's jump in, starting off with point guard. And I think tonight one of the main options a lot of people are going to be focusing in on is Kyle Lowry for the Toronto Raptors. So we have this game with a higher over-under, as I mentioned, 232 points. The Raptors are 4.5-point road favorites. All of this is good. We have the Raptors playing up in pace by the largest margin, about 4.5 possessions, combined with the fact that the Pelicans are 18th in defensive efficiency against point guards this year. So it really sets up to be a very nice spot for Lowry. He is $8,400 tonight. Now, he's coming off a pretty rough game against Houston. Obviously, you know, tough defense by Chris Paul. 41 minutes, only 19 fantasy points. Really not great. But prior to that, you know, he's playing a ton of minutes this side of the All-Star break, 35 minutes or more in all of these 5 or 6 games outside of that game against Houston. And he's put up 50, 48, 30, 45, and 34 fantasy points. You know, it's a 9-game slate. $8,400 really isn't that expensive. I think he should be firmly in play tonight. If you are looking for a bit of savings at point guard, you know, go to Reggie Jackson at $5,500. He's going up against Chicago Bulls, which is, you know, one of these teams we've been attacking all season. They're just so bad. They come in 30th in defensive efficiency against point guards. You know, Reggie Jackson is a player who, you know, I would say rarely shows a ceiling. We know that plenty of the offensive usage on the Pistons goes to Blake Griffin. It goes to Andre Drummond. He's $5,500. He's priced appropriately. He's out there generally playing a solid amount of minutes. He didn't have the most amazing game against Minnesota, his most recent timeout. That was the game that, you know, Andre Drummond went crazy. 19 minutes, 14 fantasy points. But he's out there, you know, prior to that, 32 and 28, 21 and 28, 29 and 25, 26 and 23. That's minutes and then fantasy points, which is good. He's 5,500. He has a super soft matchup tonight going up against this Bulls team. And we do have the Pistons coming in as, 3.5-point road favorites, so the 218-point over-under. So it's going to be a close game. He's going to be out there playing, hopefully, you know, not 21 minutes, hopefully, you know, creeping towards the 26, 29, or 32 minutes when he should be able to reach, you know, 25 fantasy points in that time. His price is great, super soft matchup. Like, he doesn't, you know, come with a ton of risk tonight. Also kind of in that same price tier, maybe half a step up, is Pat Beverly for the Clippers. Now, this is a player, you know, I really like rostering sometimes in DFS. I feel like sometimes he goes overlooked because, you know, his pure scoring isn't there, which I've mentioned before. But in some of these games, he's finding a way to reach value, and he can exceed 1 fantasy point per minute when it doesn't come from raw scoring, which I love. Now, the matchup for him tonight, it's certainly a bit of a tougher one going up against the Thunder, who are 10th in defensive efficiency against point guard. So it's a tough matchup, but we do have the Clippers playing up in pace tonight by about two possessions, and this game comes in with an over-under sitting at 236 points, which is the highest on the slate as of now. Again, no 76ers, Rockets, money or line or over-under yet. So 236 points. We have a spread of 1.5 points for the Clippers. Pat Beverly's 6,200, and he's, you know, exceeded value in nearly every single one of his recent games, and he's putting up 38 fantasy points or more in three of his past five games. So, you know, late night, I want to say, I think he can be used in any format. The matchup isn't great, but he's playing up in pace. It's a high-scoring game, and we have a high spread, or close spread, I should say, which is all, you know, high fantasy value within this game environment. So I like him tonight at $6,200. Good price, and I think you can pair him off nicely with, you know, either going up to Kyle Lowry or even going up a bit more expensive to Kemba Walker. He's going up against the Washington Wizards. This game has an over-under sitting at 234 points, which is the second highest on the slate. We have the Hornets playing up in pace by the second largest margin on the slate, about 2.5 possessions. And we know that the Wizards are, again, a team we want to attack all season. They're 26th in defensive efficiency against point guards. Kemba has been, you know, kind of doing his thing night in and night out. Sometimes he can be a bit reliant on pure scoring in some of these games. But Washington is a team he's torched this season, you know, posting 47 fantasy points in 35 minutes, his most recent time out there against them back on February the 22nd. So the usage is there for him, over 30%. He's $9,000, producing about 1.2, 1.3 fantasy points per minute this season. Absolutely love him tonight, $9,000. And, you know, I like the idea of going to Kemba and going to, you know, Reggie Jackson, so you take a little bit of savings, or going to Kyle Lowry and going to Pat Beverly, so you're working with a nice balanced lineup across the board. You know, you take some savings at some other spots and you'll be good. So point guard is a very, very solid position tonight. And it goes the same for shooting guard tonight, where we have Harden and Bradley Beal and Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine, you know, all up in this, you know, top tier. And for me, I really want to focus in on, you know, a guy like Zach LaVine. You know, the matchup, as I said, is a super close one going up against Detroit, 3.5 point spread, 218 point over under. Detroit is, you know, kind of middle of the road across the board. They're not, you know, super great at some positions. And one of them is shooting guard. They're 19th in defensive efficiency against shooting guard. So I think we can be firmly going with Zach LaVine. $8,500 tonight. He has shown his ceiling of points and his ceiling games recently, and they're just phenomenal. You know, 52 points in his most recent time out there. He obviously had that massive game against Atlanta last Friday that went to quadruple overtime, whatever it was. You know, 69.3 fantasy points. That's amazing. And I think he could be in line for maybe not, you know, 70 fantasy points tonight, but 45 plus tonight is not out of the question. Now, another player who could also be seeing, you know, another 45-point fantasy game is Donovan Mitchell for the Utah Jazz. Now, we want to roster Mitchell tonight because Ricky Rubio is listed as doubtful for this game going up against Memphis. Now, this is one of the games that has the over-under sitting at 213 points, which is one of the lower ones on the slate. Utah comes in as 5-point road favorites. Mitchell is $8,900 tonight. So when Ricky Rubio is off the court this season, Mitchell sees a 3.9% increase in usage. Now, that may not seem like a lot, but if that's going to be the entire game, not just, you know, one segment where Rubio happens to head to the bench and Mitchell stays out there, if we're going to be seeing an entire game with Rubio listed as doubtful, this is a really, really nice spot to attack. So we know Memphis is, you know, firmly out of the playoff picture. They are one of the better defensive teams. There's no question about it. They come in third in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So this is a tougher matchup, but we have an increased usage and we have a close spread at only 5 points. So, you know, one of these classic situations I always like to talk about. It's like a couple positives here, a couple negatives, and the negatives are tougher matchup, you know, but we have a close game and he's going to be with increased usage. So we have to kind of weigh these things. I would say he's more of a tournament option tonight at 8,900 when you can go to a much softer matchup for Zach LaVine at 8,500. If you want to drop down and take a bit of savings, I think there are a number of options tonight. And Evan Fournier for the Orlando Magic is a guy you should have your eye on. He's $5,800. Obviously doesn't break the bank. Going up against the Mavericks tonight, this game also has an over-under sitting at 213 points. The Magic come in as 7-point home favorites. So we're working with the, and there's, it's a 7-point home favorites, 213. So it's a modest game in terms of, you know, DFS true value, because it's not super high scoring, it's not entirely close, but the matchup for him is fantastic. Dallas comes in 23rd in defensive efficiency against shooting guards, and Fournier has been consistent over these past few games. He's not exactly reaching one fantasy point per minute in every game. 34 minutes, 31 fantasy points, 35 minutes, 20 fantasy points, 35, 34. He had a tough game against the Warriors in 28 minutes and 16 fantasy points, but then he's back up there, you know, softer matchup against the Knicks, 36 minutes, 38 fantasy points. So he seems to excel in some of these easier matchups, and I think that this is a spot we want to attack at $5,800. You know, kind of a player that, you know, doesn't move the needle in a sense where he doesn't have these ceiling games. He's not going to necessarily bust too often. You know, 16 fantasy points is a lower game for him, but 20 or more in four of his last five games is pretty solid. If you want to take some serious savings at shooting guard, you know, I think you can drop all the way down to $3,700 and David Nwaba for the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight. $3,700, as I said, playing a, you know, clearly a bench player, 20, 21, 27, 18 minutes in these past four games. Specifically want to key in on these last three. 27 fantasy points against the Nets the other night in 20 minutes is pretty solid. He had 17 fantasy points in 21 minutes against Orlando. Not too bad, you know, right under one fantasy point per minute for a guy who's $3,700. And then he put up 17 fantasy points in 27 minutes against Detroit. That's some decent production, you know, especially that 27, you know, fantasy points in 20 minutes. He's $3,700. Tonight, he's going up against the Miami Heat, who are 28th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So a really, really soft matchup for Nwaba and the Cavaliers. And this game comes in with Miami favored by 8.5 points. So if by any chance Miami truly, you know, runs away with this game and it turns into a blowout, maybe Nwaba gets some run as a bench player later in the game and he creeps up to 27 minutes like he did against Detroit, and hopefully we see that production rise. So worst case scenario, he's a complete bust tonight and his lowest score is dropped and he's $3,700. So I kind of like the risk reward here in GPPs if you want to take a guy who's sub 4K, who at least has shown the ability to produce over one fantasy point per minute in recent games. On to small forward, where there are three names you might want to pay up for Paul George. They are on the second night of a back-to-back, that should be noted. We have Kawhi Leonard, and then we have Kevin Durant. All three are great options. I think Kevin Durant is actually going to be in the best spot tonight, and he's shown great, great consistency against the Denver Nuggets this season. Granted, it's only been two games, but he's posted 45 fantasy points in each game. He's 9,200. His price has actually dropped just slightly over the past few games because some of the production has trailed off in some of these past few games. You know, 21 fantasy points the other night against Boston in 31 minutes isn't great. You know, 43 fantasy points in 37 is technically below his season average of 47 FanDuel points per game. Same thing with, you know, this game against Charlotte, 36 fantasy points in 35 minutes. But he's shown this production in 45 fantasy points each game against Denver. And, you know, you get this feeling sometimes that the Warriors didn't play well the other night against Boston. They are on, you know, full rest. Klay Thompson should be back. Hopefully they get the offense clicking it and really come out and make a statement against a good Denver team who is up there in the standings with them vying for one of those top few spots, that the Warriors are still the Warriors and they can still get it done. So I want to lean towards Durant tonight. 9,200, I think, could be too cheap for his true ceiling and what he's shown, you know, in years past or earlier this season. Durant's someone I definitely have my eye on. So one injury situation we actually have to pay attention to that impacts small forward, not at small forward, is, you know, surrounding Drew Holiday and the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, he's been ruled out for a week or two due to an abdomen strain, and this could impact Kenrich Williams. He's $5,200 tonight, and when Drew Holiday is off the court this season, Williams sees a 2% increase in usage. I know that's slight, but he's $5,200, and he's playing a ton of minutes in 34, 33, 29, 28 minutes over his past four games. This is something we have to pay attention to because, you know, we have to think, what lineup will the Pelicans be rolling out there? It's probably going to be Elfrid Payton at the one. Darius Miller could start at the two. He is a small forward on FanDuel, but you know, Kenrich Williams is the guy that really could be the benefactor of this. We know that Anthony Davis is still seeing limited minutes in some of these games. This game does have an over-under sitting at 232 points. Toronto is a 4.5-point road favorite, but Williams, I think, stands to gain in this. Now, it is a tougher matchup for him, due to the fact that the Raptors are 7th in defensive efficiency against small forwards this year. So we're dealing with another situation where we have a cheap guy at 5,200 who should be seeing an increased usage within the offense with Holiday out. It's a tougher matchup, but it has a good fantasy environment, high scoring and a close 4.5-point spread. So something to consider in GPPs only, I would say. If you want a true cash game option, Nick Batum for the Charlotte Hornets has been very, very consistent as of late. The matchup for him is fantastic tonight. The Hornets are also playing up in pace. He comes in at $6,300. He's going up against the Washington Wizards, who come in 15th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. Batum plays a ton of minutes and produces fantasy points. Now, it's not exactly at one fantasy point per minute in some of these games, but 39, 41, 39, and 41 minutes in four straight games is nothing to shy away from when you're looking for a good cash game option. He's put up 26 or more fantasy points in now five straight games. It's under one fantasy point per minute now in three straight games, not just back-to-back, in three straight games now, but the matchup is soft for him, and we do have a good fantasy environment here with a 234-point over-under. So he's in play tonight, and again, $6,300 doesn't break the bank. If you're looking for a pure GPP option, look at J.J. Redick for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's $5,500 tonight, and as I mentioned before, this is the only game on the slate that does not have an over-under or a spread set, so we need some more info on that. But Redick has always been known for the three-point shot. He brings immense scoring upside if he can really get that going. And the matchup for him is good. The Houston Rockets come in 29th in defensive efficiency against small forwards this year at $5,500. Redick is a guy that can easily break value. He did it most notably in his game against Orlando a few days ago back on the 5th, posting 26 real points. Only came away with 32 fantasy points, which kind of shows he is pure scoring dependent in order to reach or exceed value. We should have a higher over-under here. We should have a close spread. All leads to good fantasy value. Moving on to power forward, where the most expensive option on the board is Julius Randle, and I think he is certainly a guy you want to have on your radar tonight. Again, I said this game high over-under, close spread. He's $9,000, and when Drew Holiday is off the court this season, he sees a 4.5% increase in his usage. That is massive. We also know that Anthony Davis is playing limited minutes. He's hard capped at like 20 minutes over these last few games, which is great because Randle is going to be out there playing all of the minutes, racking up all of the fantasy points. And while this is a tougher matchup for him because we have the Toronto Raptors coming in 10th in defensive efficiency against power forwards, the minutes will be there for him, the usage increase will be there for him, and the game environment will be there. So I really do like Randle at $9,000 tonight. I would say he's more of a GPP option compared to cash games. If you're looking for a pure cash game play tonight, I really got to go back to Dwight Powell. I mean, this guy is just crushing it lately. He's $7,400 tonight going up against the Orlando Magic, who come in 15th in defensive efficiency against power forwards this year. He is playing an insane amount of minutes. He's producing an insane amount of fantasy points, 44, 35, 32, 27, 51 fantasy points in this five-game stretch. He has one double-double in this five-game stretch, and he has produced over 20 real points in three of these five games. Love the production from him, $7,400. I think you can lock him into really any type of lineup, cash games or GPP, because he's showing this upside, 44 and 51 fantasy points. I really do like Powell tonight. I think he's firmly in play. A bit of a cheaper option is PJ Tucker for the Houston Rockets. Now, he's seeing plenty of minutes, as he always does. Ken Fried is still out for the Rockets. PJ Tucker always produces under one fantasy point per minute, but he's posted 20, 25, 19, and 26 fantasy points in four of his last five games, which is strong for a guy who's $4,800. Now, we should be, again, looking at a game that has a higher over-under, and I think he's in play tonight. So if you're looking to do a bit of a game stack, he is someone you should certainly keep your eye on. For a truly cheap option at power forward, look to Jamichael Green for the Los Angeles Clippers. He is $3,700. And again, another player who is, you know, a clear bench player, but 19, 20, 19, 21 minutes over his past four games is actually pretty good. And in some of these games, he's posting 23 and 25 fantasy points, which again is strong for a guy who's $3,700. I said that the Clippers are playing up in pace against the Thunder. They are on the second night of a back-to-back. The Thunder, that is. This game has the highest over-under on the board, sitting at 236 points. The spread is only 1.5 points in favor of the Clippers. All of these things are fantastic when it comes to a fantasy environment we're looking to attack. It also helps that the Thunder come in 23rd in defensive efficiency against power forwards. So while Jamichael Green may not be seeing massive minutes, the production is there for him when he does see some good minutes at 19, 20-ish per game. So I love the price on him, obviously, at $3,700. The matchup is fantastic. The game environment is fantastic. Like, all of this leads to Jamichael Green potentially breaking value again tonight. And he opens up so, so much in your lineup. So, you know, he's a, if you really want to go stars and scrubs, you could go Jamichael Green. You could go, you know, back to David Nwaba at shooting guard, right? They're both $3,700. The savings is immense on both of them. And you could jam in Lowry. You can go to Durant. You can try and jam in Kemba. You can get all these guys into your lineup. And this is not even to mention the fact that we haven't even gotten to center yet. And at center tonight, oh boy, there are three options, all $10,000 and above. It's like I want exposure to all of them tonight. Those three options are Nikola Jokic for the Denver Nuggets. We have Nikola Vucevic for the Orlando Magic. And we have Andre Drummond for the Detroit Pistons. What else can you say about all these guys? $10,000 and above. We have seen the ceiling in the production on all of these guys. Drummond is obviously coming off a monster, monster game the other night, posting 31 points and 15 rebounds for a total of 60 fantasy points. The matchup for him tonight is very, very soft going up against the Chicago Bulls, who come in 24th in defensive efficiency against centers. He's $10,000. We know the production we get from him on a normal night, and we know the potential ceiling we can get from him, as he showed the other night with 60 fantasy points. We have Nikola Vucevic coming in at $10,000, $10,100 tonight. He's going up against the Dallas Mavericks. They are 29th in defensive efficiency against centers. We have also seen the recent production and recent ceiling on him. 12-12 game, 28-13 game, 27-8, you know, 26-11. Like, all of these games, you know, 30 points against Philly the other night in 33 minutes, that wasn't good. You know, that's kind of an outlier. But if you look back at 61, 50, 40, 59, 52, 55 fantasy points this side of the All-Star break, he's on, you know, full 2.5 or 2 full days of rest. Today's the third day, 4 game days since playing Philly. The matchup for him tonight is fantastic against Dallas. And if, you know, the Magic are expected to win this game as their 7-point home favorites in a 213-point over-under, I bet Vucevic is going to have a hand in that 7-point spread. Firmly on board with him tonight. You know, Drummond at 10,000, Vucevic at 10.1, and then we have Jokic at 10.9. Jokic and the Nuggets are going up against the Warriors. Warriors at home, they come in 6.5-point home favorites. This game has an over-under sitting at 233 points. Jokic has absolutely crushed the Warriors this season in terms of production on a minute basis, right? He's played them twice this year, 32 minutes in the first game, 43 fantasy points, and then 23 minutes and 30 fantasy points. Over 1 fantasy point per minute, as he's averaging about 1.55 fantasy points per minute this season. He seemingly brings triple-double potential every single night for a big man, which is absolutely unbelievable. He's the most expensive center on the board at 10.9. I think all of these guys are firmly, firmly in play tonight. We do have the Nuggets playing up in pace very, very slightly tonight. That's the only team out of these three guys that are playing up in pace. Detroit is playing slightly down in pace. And then we have the Orlando Magic also playing slightly down in pace. That just should be noted. The matchup for all of them is fantastic. We have the Golden State Warriors coming in 20th in defensive efficiency. We have the Bulls coming in 24th. And then we have the Mavericks coming in 29th. All of these guys are in play. If you're rolling out multiple lineups, I would say mix and match them, because they all have 50-point floors, seemingly with 60-point, 70-point upside you know, almost certainly I would say Jokic has the highest ceiling above them, or of them, due to the fact he has a triple-double potential, which, you know, Drummond is a guy that really doesn't bring that triple-double potential, but, you know, Jokic is also the most expensive option. If you really don't want to pay all the way up for one of these guys, Marc Gasol is someone you should be looking at in GPPs tonight. $6,700 for the Raptors. We know he's coming off a rough game. We know his production has been, you know, somewhat variable since joining the Raptors. His minutes have been all over the place, 17, 37, 32, 23, 23 minutes in his last, you know, five games isn't great. And the production kind of follows that. 17 minutes against Houston, he only put up 9 fantasy points. You know, but when he's out there playing 32 minutes against Portland, he's out there putting up 46 fantasy points, which is, you know, kind of the level we've known from him over the past however many years with the Grizzlies. So the matchup for him is there tonight. I think this is something we should be wanting to exploit. The Pelicans come in 28th in defensive efficiency against centers, and $6,700 is kind of too cheap for Marc Gasol for, you know, a 44 point performance, a 38 point performance is what he's at least shown. So this is a spot I want to attack in GPPs specifically. The matchup is there for him. The pricing is certainly there for him, but the consistency isn't. So you can't really trust him in cash games tonight. So definitely keep your eye on him if you're rolling out multiple lineups. I think you should be starting off with one of those top guys in your lineups, one of the $10,000 and above guys. But certainly look to Gasol if you start rolling out more and more lineups. In this lower tier, you know, Thomas Bryant is a guy I was on the other night. It's kind of the same deal with him where he's not playing a ton of minutes every game, but the production is there when he's playing those minutes. You know, 16, 19, 16 minutes, 16, 19, 16, 19 minutes in now four games with 21, 15.8, 20.9, and 30.5 fantasy points in those games. It's good production, right? It's slightly under one fantasy point per minute in one of those games, but it's above one fantasy point per minute in those other games, right? The matchup is there for him going up against Charlotte. They are 22nd against centers this year, and this game has a 234-point over-under. He's $4,500 tonight. If he can get out there and play 19 minutes again and post 30 fantasy points, I'd be on board with that at $4,500. So, you know, he's a guy, not a cash game play by any means, but, you know, go to him in tournaments, and I think you can go to him pretty comfortably, especially if you want to attack this from a game stack perspective, because these teams kind of line up pretty nicely when it comes to a game stack. You know, Bradley Beal for the Wizards and Kemba Walker for the Hornets are really the most expensive options, or the only expensive options for these two teams. And you can kind of fill in, you know, with a Nick Batum, with a Satoransky, who I was on the other night, with a guy like Thomas Bryant, who is pretty cheap, you know, with a guy like Frank Kaminsky, and you could be actually in a nice spot in that game. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. It's on TuneIn, Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on the given platform. You can download it if you're listening to on numberfire.com. Follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.